Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Hauser Man is here. Our guy, Tom Hauser, Channel 5, Channel 45. The Hauser Man is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Dave Harrigan, I want you to raise the nickname topic to Tom and to our audience. We're primarily going to talk politics with Tom. We're going to start with Trump and Elon. Gloves are off, partnership she gone. But mention Leon Draisaitl, and then as we're told we should do, localize it. Laid out for Tom and the audience, David.
So Draisaitl scored the game winner last night in OT, and he's got a few nicknames, and one that's not used often, but is one of my all time favorite sports nicknames. He's known as the Deutschland Dangler, because of course he comes from Germany, the Deutschland Dangler.
That's great.
So the question is, what are the best nicknames we've had for Minnesota athletes?
Wow. Minnesota athlete.
Yesterday we just had on Francis Osbury Tarkington on the passing of the great Jim Marshall. Fran the Man, it was very simple, but Fran the Man was good. I would say recently, last 20 years or so, there's one by far that is the best. KG. Big ticket. Ticket. Right? That's a Kevin Harlan on his own came up with it. Brilliant. Big ticket. Kirill the Thrill? What about that one, Hauser?
I'm going to go further back to the 1960s. Okay. Jim Mudcat Grant.
Yeah.
Pitcher for the Minnesota Twins. Mudcat Grant, one of the all-time great nicknames.
Is it a great nickname? If I just go killer, you know, Harmon, killer. Dave, if you're just going with a version of their name, is it really a great nickname?
I think it can be. If you're just doing the the Twins thing where you just add Z at the end of somebody's name,
yes,
that doesn't work out for me. But when you take Killebrew and make it Killer, and it, you know, we're talking about the guy that, you know, crushed home runs all over the place,
yeah.
I think that works very well because it fits in not only with his name, but what he was able to do in the batter's box.
Yeah.
And it's similar with Tony O. Tony Oliva, obviously just a variation on his name, but you say Tony O, everybody knows who you're talking about.
I don't think that's a good nickname. Harrigan?
Lazy.
Tony O?
No, that's just an initial. Let's do
that. That's
better.
Just an initial.
Tony O?
Come on, get out of here. I mean,
Tony might be listening
if he
right
was
now.
Like,
he should be a little upset with you.
Yeah, I love Tony. He's phenomenal. You know,
Tony O to you.
Yeah, How about, okay, former Twin David Ortiz, when Dan Shaughnessy nicknamed him Senior October. Now, Hauser, that's a nickname.
But did it ever stick?
Yes.
They've called him Senior October?
Yes.
Was it Berenguer that they called Senior Smoke?
Yes.
Senior Smoke. And, of course, he had that strange video, the Berenguer Boogie. Do you remember that video where he's like in a trench coat and he's got a briefcase? I don't know. Was it like he was robbing a place or something? I don't know. The Berenguer Boogie.
And I forget, at one point, was he the one, maybe it was Ricey, who started calling him, back when he was giving up a few gopher balls now and then, El Gasolino?
Nobody.
Was that Berenguer? I can't remember who that was.
I don't remember. But no one has coined better Minnesota sports nicknames than Patrick James Ricey. No one.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
No one is called. I don't know. Do we have as many, Dave, you chime in as well. Do we have as many good nicknames now as we did decades ago?
Locally, I can't think of many good ones we have right now with our current teams, current athletes. I think we've got to be better.
Yeah, we need to be better. You know, Adrian Peterson, he had this nickname before he came here, but All Day. What did you think about that one, Hauser? All Day.
Yeah, well, it was certainly more imaginative than AP, which is what people often referred to him as. Yeah. But I'm sure we're missing a lot. I'm just trying to think. For some reason, Mudcat Grant was the first one that came to mind for me.
I mean, he will not let go, Dave. He will not let go of Mudcat.
No, but and then you got Catfish Hunter from the Oakland A's that I just heard yesterday on the Twins broadcast that name was created for him by Charlie Finley, the former owner of the A's, who wanted all of his players to have nicknames. You had Blue Moon Odom, you had Catfish Hunter, and, you know, then they had Vita Blue, but, you know, that's such a cool name. You don't really need a nickname when your name is Vita Blue.
No, that's way better than Tom.
Yeah, if your name is Bill Smith, you need to come up with
nickname. I'll look at the text. Sparkle. Tell me the best Minnesota nickname, 651-461-9226. Okay. Before we take the pause and go local, Donald Trump and Elon, if you thought it was going to be a peaceful breakup, toss that thought aside. Elon called the big, beautiful bill, what did he call it yesterday, an absolute abomination. Then the president, meeting the media today, went with the standard. Speaking of nicknames, anybody who disagrees with Trump now, well, you've got TDS. Trump derangement syndrome. He said that about Elon. Elon then has been retweeting comments that Donald tweeted out, you know, a decade ago or so. And then in response, in a little back and forth about Trump, this is what Elon said. Without me, Trump would have lost.
Wow.
Without me, Trump would have lost.
President Trump.
No. I'm shocked, Dave. Check again, True Social. I'm kind of shocked he hasn't responded to that yet.
His response will be something like, oh, yeah, well, he has small hands. So then it will just devolve from there.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to be above board. It is interesting how, not just Musk, Tom, but on this huge bill that the president wants, there have been a lot of normally loyal Republicans who in the last two or three days have said they regret voting for it. Marjorie Taylor Greene at one point was expressing her regret for voting for it. I would say this bill is in significant jeopardy right now.
Well, and Senate Republicans are having a difficult time trying to determine what to do with this, because yesterday you had the House leadership. I saw Mike Johnson, Tom Emmer from Minnesota, and others up defending the bill and responding to Elon Musk. But then you've got John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, saying that, you know, when they're questioning the Congressional Budget Office and how much this will add to the debt, that those who are trying to save this bill are saying, well, the CBO is often wrong. The projections right. are often wrong. But it's a nonpartisan office designed right. for this very reason, to take politics out of it. But now, you know, we're just in that era where we don't believe anything anybody says. So where do you go with that?
And the CBO, you know, when the CBO really works, when your party isn't occupying the White House, you know, then you yep. love the CBO. When you're in charge, oh, the CBO isn't accurate. So the Trump-Musk breakup is going to be ugly. Okay, let me look at a number of the texts on the nickname topic. Can you give yourself a nickname? Tom Hauser, where do you stand? Can you give yourself a nickname?
Not without, you know, making yourself into a complete dork. No, you can't. It's got to be bestowed upon you.
Yeah. Dave, do we use the word dork enough in 2025?
I love dork. I love dork. I would. I use it once in a while, but I wish I used it more frequently. It's a great
yes.
word.
Yeah, excellent, Tom. The Stifle Tower, that's Rudy Gobert. That's a very good one.
Yeah.
Frankie Sweet Music Viola, very good.
That was a good one, yep.
Yep. Benchwarmer Bob. Very good. Did Bob give himself that, though?
You know, he might have. Or was it created for a commercial? I can't remember. It all blurred together with Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mahler had an excellent nickname, The Igniter. That's a good one, right?
Yeah. But these are nicknames, you know, you're not known as that. You know, it's not
I think Tom has decided if he doesn't know these nicknames that no one else knows them. Dave, is that what you're sensing right
that's
now?
That's fair.
No, I'm familiar with Mahler being called the Igniter, but people don't see him on the street and go, oh, there goes the Igniter. They go, no, there goes Paul Mahler.
Yeah, there goes Molly.
Molly doesn't. So I think Tom has established the criteria here for the nickname that if you see the person on the street, you have to shout out their nickname.
Well, because calling somebody the Igniter is not like a nick. It's a description. It's not their. Nobody's calling you. Hey, Igniter, how are you? No, Molitor himself would not respond to that.
Okay.
He'd look around. Dave, for do we need? Go. What are you talking about?
Dave, I did not realize how passionate Tom was going to be on the nicknames here, and how particular he was going to be on the criteria.
I'm trying to define the terms. You throw this at me out of the blue, so I'm making yeah. this up as we go along. But nobody walked down the street and said to Frank Viola, hey, Sweet Music. They remember him being referred to that, but that's not like his name. That was a flattering description of the way he pitched.
Dave,
whereas
next time we come
Bob,
up with some...
known as Benchwarmer Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. Next time we come up with some superfluous, you know, topic that we're just having fun with, make sure Tom finds out about a month ahead. Okay?
We need to have him write up the bylaws. That would be good for any discussion we have.
All right. Are we headed for a full-fledged government shutdown? If we are, who are we blaming? Or is it possible we're going to have a special session this Saturday? Hauser's all over it. He's not only all over politics, he will lay out the specific criteria whether nickname counts or not. 651-461-9226. Back with Tom Hauser in moments on CCO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legislative session ended May 19th. Finished everything. No, of course they didn't finish everything on time. Now we're sitting here, June 5th. The big deadline, of course, is this all has to get done before the end of the month, or government employees are not working. Tom, it seems like every couple days the reports, either from you or from others on the Capitol Corps, that they're real close, and that maybe we're a day or two away. You are covering this every single day. How close are they? And is a special session possible this weekend?
I find it very difficult to believe they will have something ready to go by Saturday. They claim that that's a possibility. I ran into a state senator in the hallway a little while ago. She said, "You heard it here first." And I go, but I've been hearing this really for like 6 weeks. That you're just about done. And then every day, something new pops up that you didn't know about before. The latest dust up is in the transportation bill. They want to take, and this is something that the opponents say was never in a bill, it was never had a hearing, but they want to take $93 million in transportation funding away from metro area counties, give it to the Met Council for bus rapid transit in Hennepin and Ramsey County, taking that money away from counties in the greater metro area that would be used for road construction. And so now you've got county commissioners in a lot of counties, especially Dakota. I've been getting a lot from Dakota County, who are up in arms about how much this is going to cost them. Again, this is a proposal that has come out of thin air, according to them, in these closed-door meetings. Never had a hearing. So that's just an example of how what a farce it was to think that in early May they kept telling us, yeah, I think we can get done by May 19th. They might not be done by June 19th, maybe July 19th. It's impossible to say.
How common is this when you've witnessed this too many times before, when they don't finish on time, that when they're in the middle of the negotiations, that either side, whether the Republicans or Democrats, will say, okay, if we're going to get this done, if we're going to sign off on this, we're going to bring up something that matters to us that we've never talked about before, like in this case that you're citing?
Yeah, that happens a lot because they know, hey, here's an easy way to maybe get this into a bill without having to go through that, you know, hassle of democracy and have people, you know, testify and opponents come and talk about it and supporters come and talk about it. And so this happens a lot in these budget years where these provisions come from out of nowhere. And the interesting thing about this particular issue is that it was part of a deal made in 2023 when they raised that metro sales tax. A certain amount of that metro sales tax was supposed to go to the counties for road construction and those types of things. And now they say that deal is being broken in 2025. And, you know, the Met Council is a lightning rod to begin with. But the idea that the Met Council would get this money now instead of the counties, as you can imagine, not going over real big.
No, no. Is there one major issue where they continue to be so far apart where if this is going to last for a while, this is the issue that will potentially cause us to be staring at a government shutdown?
I've been saying since May 15th, it's the immigrant, undocumented immigrant health insurance issue. It is the one and only time I've seen angry legislators banging on the door of the governor's office while I'm doing air quotes now, budget deal is being announced. You don't see that type of vocal opposition from members of the governor's own party, whether it be Republican or Democrat, very often. And the fact that we've been hearing so little publicly about that issue leads me to believe that is still festering in the background somewhere, that those opponents of stripping all of adult undocumented immigrants from the state health insurance program, Minnesota Care, they are still finding a way to get that out of the budget deal. And of course, Republicans will be staunchly opposed to that. And so I believe that that is still to this day the biggest single item, even though it's not even remotely close to being a big issue in terms of balancing the budget. It comes down to the politics and the principle of that issue. Should state taxpayer dollars be going toward people who are in the country illegally?
Well, as you said, this is a bill where or part of the process where the governor went against the further left of his party and said, we need to compromise. It's funny, when he's on the trail, he pretty much embraces every further left position. Here in Minnesota, he's more the compromise guy. Can the governor convince the individuals in his party who are passionately against this and demonstrated it in the way you said, does he have the power to say, we just don't have the votes and we're going to have to go along with this, and if we get the trifecta back, I'll try to bring it on board, but right now, you have to accept that we're going to lose if you believe this is a loss on this issue.
Well, he's going to have to farm out that responsibility, of course, to the Democratic legislative leaders, Aaron Murphy, the Senate Majority Leader, and Melissa Hortman, the Speaker Emerita. They're the ones who have also gone along with this as a compromise, and they may be put in the uncomfortable position of having to be the one Democratic vote in each chamber that would allow it to pass. And that's going to put them both in a very difficult position with their caucuses. But this is the deal they agreed to. And again, for your listeners who are not fully aware, the undocumented adults would be taken out of this program. And right now it's about 20,000 of them are enrolled, to which a lot of people go, really? There's 20,000 illegal immigrants in the state of Minnesota, and they're enrolled in this state health care program? The answer is yes. And
it's a big number. So
it is a big number, and it's much bigger than projected. The original projection, as these projections often go, was that 7,700 people would enroll. Well, it's 20,000, and we'll get an updated number on that next week from the Department of Human Services. It hasn't been real expensive yet. They've only had like $3.9 million in claims. But again, it's the principle of the thing. And so it's going to be difficult for Melissa Hortman and Aaron Murphy to find people to go along with that. So they're likely going to have to be the votes themselves, because that's how closely divided they are. It's a dead even split, 67 all in the House and 34-33 in the Senate. So you just need one Democratic vote to pass it, and the governor has claimed he will not veto it. So they just need to get it passed, but that's easier said than done.
This is our guy, Tom Hauser, political expert, runner, and now a nickname-ologist. I mean, we've added that to your resume. Dave Harrigan has to give the thumbs up if a nickname applies.
And what is a description? We've got to separate those two. So the next time you want to do a segment on how you describe players, you let me know and I'll have a full list ready for you to go.
Thank you. Well, I just said this, your treatise on this, and we'll look forward to it. Thank you, sir.
Did you have that? Were you supposed to fit the word treatise into a conversation today?
I just decided right there.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Chad.
The Hauser man, out of here. Traffic, weather, and a ball game, which took place 40 years ago today, which is tied to the greatest high school combining college and comedy. That's what I'm doing. Comedy. High school and college comedy of all time.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.